is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
To the south of France, to Occitane, to Simon Constable, to observe in the late pandemic the travel and the challenges of traveling from Scotland in the north of the British Isles to the south of France through all of the sovereign powers and also the anxiety about the virus here in Omicron. Simon, a very good day to you. You are in Occitane in a village that looks to be heavenly because you're surrounded by clouds and you're staying at a hotel that translates to Garden of Flavors. What is the general understanding of traveling to the south of France now? Because at Christmas time, you will recall, and during the early ski holidays, there was great anxiety that the French were not going to let British passports in. Good day to you, Simon.
Good day to you, John. Yeah, yes, there was a huge concern about not letting the Brits into France. And then the entire tourist industry surrounding the ski industry in France said, oops, they're our customers and they're maybe all of our customers, so please let them in. And anyway, that ban didn't last long. And traveling down here was relatively easy. It did require a bit more paperwork than usual, a similar amount, but we're getting used to that now. So it involved a PCR test within 48 hours of leaving or of arriving in France, but that basically is the same time as leaving, and a ton of paperwork showing that vaccines had been administered within the not too distant past. So all of that was pretty easy. People are very friendly here in France, and it really is quite astounding. It is bright, it is sunny, and it is chilly as well. It's frosty over the mountains here.
It is wintertime in all of Northern Europe. And let's go immediately to how the virus is being treated in Occitane, in your hotel, in your village, above the clouds. Are people masked when you walk into the establishments or when you see them on the street? And is there distancing? Anything like that, Simon?
Well, it depends on the place that you go in. Some places you are required to wear a mask and some places you aren't. It seems a bit ad hoc. There are clearly a lot of laws in France about having COVID passports and masks, but people tend to approach that in a very ad hoc way, what they will comply with and what they won't comply with. And that basically depends on the owner of the establishment. So it's very ad hoc. It's a patchwork quilt.
Right.
But whatever the way it isn't nasty. It's just people saying, this is what we're doing, and other people saying, well, that we're doing it different.
You're in rural France, agricultural rural France, in the south of France. This is as close as you get to the equator and still stay in French territory, except for Corsica. I understand. Bonaparte raised his hand in the back there, Simon. I have to remember the Corsicans. So the agriculture in your region is rich and genuine. It's not processed. It's not traveling long distance to the market. Do you note there are shortages anywhere the way we talked about shortages in Edinburgh?
No, there are no shortages. You go to the supermarket and you can get exactly what you need. I mean, it's quite a contrast. In Edinburgh, going to the shop, there's the shortages of Parmesan cheese. I mean, the real Parmesan cheese, you know, Parmesan Reggiano. That quite often is not available. Here, that's available very easily. You've got a lot of fresh fruit and vegetables, obviously a lot of bread, freshly made twice a day. It's all there. And, of course, copious quantities of wine.
I see right now the lines at Kennedy are moving towards Air France, Simon. We're doing a great job of selling the south of France in a virus in wintertime. So let's talk about energy. A report from Berlin and a report from London in these last hours tells me that the conditions are getting colder. Before you left, you talked about colder in Scotland. You say it's colder in the south of France. Do you see energy prices spiking, either the petrol or the understanding of how much electricity costs?
Well, okay, let's first of all go back to the root of the energy, which is the oil price, and that the price for Brent crude, which is the world benchmark, and the benchmark for sort of definitely all of Europe and the East Coast of America. That's about $90 a barrel now. And I'll say two things about that. First of all, that's a lot higher than it was a few weeks ago. And that is actually a very good sign for the global economy. So while the markets are jittery and sinking in many ways, this is an indication that it's just the market, not the underlying economy. The other thing we've got is that the dollar is going down, which means that the euro, which is the European single currency, and the British pound, they're both going up. And so some of the price increases for energy are mitigated. So yes, energy prices are high still because it's cold and nuclear power stations are out of action in France and one has been decommissioned in Scotland. But it's not quite as painful as it is, say, in America.
Simon reminds that France is a nuclear energy dependent state. Its electricity comes almost entirely from nuclear plants. There are one or two of them now that are having challenges. Quite striking that the electricity in France is shared with the customers on the German border, given that Germany banned or at least promised that it would do away with its nuclear energy supplies in X number of years. So I just note that irony because Europe is not moving in one direction. And so I now turn to the large European story that you note Simon and I have not mentioned. Ukraine, Simon, it's not very far from you. And it's part
No, it isn't.
It's part of Europe. And France is now one of the states in NATO promising response to the Russian militant stance in Ukraine, the deployment of troops, not only in Russia along the Ukrainian border, not only in Crimea, but also in Belarus. So is it part of the conversation, Simon? Do you see France concerned about a war in Europe?
Well, not the local people. The local people, it doesn't really come up. But yes, France will be concerned. And it's actually a very, very powerful move by France. France is one of a very few nuclear powers in this world. And it has been right from the years straight after World War II. So when France says it's getting behind Ukraine, just like Britain getting behind Ukraine, that really matters because they're both Britain and France have formidable military prowess, not like the U.S., of course, because the U.S. dominates everything on military matters. But yes, it really matters in this geopolitical context. But it hasn't filtered down to the very personal level here in France. You know, people aren't thinking about this and talking about it every day. In their minds, it's somewhere outside the European Union, and right now, it's not a hot war. It's a lot of drum banging, and there's certainly a lot of that going on, and will probably continue to be that way for at least the foreseeable future.
That's reassuring because the south of France is for landscapes, for leisure, for relaxing, for asking each other, why don't we live here all the time? That's what the south of France is. It's not for the Parisian concerns of the marketplace or what are the Russians going to do? So one more detail about traveling to France before we go back to Scotland, where there's plenty of news. In France right now, would you say that there's a sense of recovery? I didn't ask about this before. Are we on the other side of the virus? Is there robustness that you didn't see when you traveled there last summer?
I see optimism. Wherever I go now, optimism about the future. This Omicron thing, it seems to be largely past everybody. And that optimism is palpable. And part of that is that people want this to be over. They want it to be over. We're finding that this particular variant isn't very mortality heavy, which is a very good thing. People want to get on with their lives. And I think increasingly they're prepared to get the vaccine and take the risks. And that's it. And I think that's a European-wide thing. And we want to get on with our lives. We can't, people, no matter what language they speak or where they were born, want to live their life and they want to get on with it. And that will make the economy rock I think, in the couple of years ahead.
Simon Constable reports for Barron's and the Wall Street Journal and Time Magazine and other distinguished publications. He's in the south of France, Occitane. Lucky him. But we're going back to Scotland because there's news back home in Edinburgh, and there's a contrast to how France is now feeling and the politics of Great Britain. There's also promise in Great Britain, in Scotland, about the future, about a spaceport. I'm John Batchelor.